the Philippines to investigate possible casino junket money laundering. The Anti-Money Laundering Council, AMLC, of the Philippines has initiated an investigation into suspected money laundering activities involving two casino junket operators, Nine Dynasty Group and White Horse Club. This action follows revelations linking the operators and some of their VIP players to the kidnapping and murder of a local businessman, Anson K., in April 2025. According to the AMLC, both Nine Dynasty Group and White Horse Club ceased their junket operations in most, if not all, Philippine casinos as of May 7, 2025. These operators had previously maintained a presence in prominent Manila integrated resorts such as Solaire, Okada Manila, and Newport World Resorts. The suspension of operations comes amid intensifying scrutiny from law enforcement and regulatory bodies. The case centers on the abduction and killing of Anson K. and his driver, who were kidnapped in Bulacan. Despite the payment of a ransom totaling 200 million Philippine pesos, 3.6 million United States dollars, the victims were found dead in Rizal on April 9. Investigations revealed that the ransom was paid in both Philippine pesos and U.S. dollars and then converted into cryptocurrency. Authorities traced portions of the ransom money to e-wallet accounts managed by Nine Dynasty Group and White Horse Club. These accounts, which were intended for exclusive use in casino gaming, were reportedly used as channels for the movement of ransom funds. A significant amount, no less than $1.4 million, was reportedly withdrawn using Huion Pay, a financial services company based in Cambodia that has been the subject of previous controversy. A multifaceted investigation. The AMLC confirmed that it is working closely with the Philippine National Police, PNP, and the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, to track the money trail. It stated that the illicit scheme utilized e-wallets, shell accounts, and cryptocurrency to disguise the origin and movement of the funds. Though domestic operations of the junkets have ceased, the AMLC is maintaining a firm stance in its investigation of the financial transactions connected to the case. As part of its inquiry, the AMLC is gathering evidence not only against the kidnappers but also focusing on VIP casino players linked to the junket operators. These individuals are believed to have initially received portions of the ransom through their e-wallets. The council is pursuing asset tracing and forfeiture proceedings to recover the funds and disrupt any further illicit financial activities stemming from the scheme. The AMLC is also coordinating with other national institutions, including the Bangko Sentral ng Pilipinas, BSP, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, to collect additional financial data. Collaboration extends to foreign financial intelligence units in order to better track cross-border transactions linked to the ransom payments and associated money laundering efforts.